Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The participants in the historic discussion you're about to hear are Sheila Stewart and Barry Saunders of WQOK in Raleigh, North Carolina, Ray Muhammad of the Nation of Islam, and William White Williams of the National Alliance. The discussion took place in October 1995, 20 years ago, on the eve of the Nation of Islam-sponsored Million Man March of Blacks on Washington, D.C. At the time, Mr. Williams, now the chairman of the National Alliance, was a regional coordinator for the Alliance and was well known in his community as an outspoken advocate for white interests. So it's not surprising that Barry Saunders, an integrationist black columnist for the big newspaper in town and producer of an interview program, went to Will for the white point of view. Originally, he asked Mr. Williams to come on to debate a representative of the tired old NAACP, an offer which Will politely declined. He would, however, consider a debate with the leader of the group sponsoring the march, Louis Farrakhan's Nation of Islam, widely known for their black racial separatist and Jew-aware views. Will called me at the National Alliance's national office, and we both conferred with Dr. Pierce on strategy. When Mr. Williams arrived at the station at the appointed time, the station was locked up tight and the business offices were closed, with no way to get in except by using a magnetic card reader. Will had not been provided with a card, and no one had been sent down to greet him or let him in. Taking a page out of Sam Spade's notebook, Will patiently waited until an employee exited the door and then entered just as he was leaving, before the door swung shut. He found the studio and took his seat a few minutes after the program had begun. What transpired then can be fairly described as a Jewish media controller's worst nightmare. Two nationalists of different races agreeing on the importance of racial separation, the evils of integration and miscegenation, and the dangers posed by Jewish media control. And all along, even the nominally integrationist blacks hosting the show, totally unlike the Jews' highly paid attack dogs on the national networks, actually allow free speech and open discussion. Let's listen in to some excerpts from that program right now.
Special and studio guests, Brother Ray Muhammad of the Nation of Islam, and also Will Williams of the National Alliance. Will will tell us about his group. Some African Americans think this group, the National Alliance, is a white hate group. You want to make that correction right now and give you the perfect opportunity to do so?
Sure. Yeah, okay. I appreciate that, Sheila. We're not a hate group at all. We're actually the...
What are you?
We're the counterpart of Mr. Muhammad's group, the Nation of Islam. The National Alliance is a pro-white group. We deal with white audiences. This is quite an opportunity to deal with your audience.
Sure. And exactly how do you deal with the white audience? What do you talk about?
Well, you asked me what we believe. I've got this little card that says exactly what we believe in a nutshell. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
We believe that the future is what we make it, that we have a responsibility for the racial quality of the coming generations of our people, that no multiracial society is a healthy society, that if the white race is to survive, we must unite our people on the basis of common blood, organize them within a progressive social order, and inspire them with a common set of ideals, that the time to begin is now.
Okay, Barry?
Mr. Williams, I don't see any indication that the white race isn't surviving. Do you see any indication that that is the case?
Well, according to the News and Observer, we're doing quite well, and we've got superpowers all around the world that are white, but Overall, worldwide, the white race has slipped under 10% of the world's population. We look to nature for our spirituality, and we see it as a biological struggle of us as different subspecies in this nature. And I've read a little bit about the Nation of Islam, and I read your promo for this march, and I have to agree with every word of it. Minister Farrakhan is giving self-respect to his people and self-reliance and so forth.
Okay, we're going to take another call now. This is Focus Live. Your question or comment, please.
This is Danny Proctor, Franklinville, North Carolina. They're talking about the Million Man Black March in Washington, D.C., October 16th. I was wondering when the black man and the white man is going to get together and understand that it's not our problem, but it's a Jewish problem. There's only, Jews make up 2% of the population of the United States. They got two on the Supreme Court, got 47 in the Clinton administration. And I was wondering, when are we going to get together and figure out the real problem? The real problem is not between the black and the white man. The real problem is against the Jew. Now, I understand Mr. Farrakhan understands this. So I would like to hear your viewpoint on the Jew problem in the United States of America.
We thank you for calling, sir.
Barry? I don't know if we ought to thank that guy or not. Brother Muhammad, would you like to comment on anything this guy said? If you don't, I really understand.
Well, I would have to say, from our basin perspective, that there's roughly 85% of the population of the planet Earth that has no idea what's going on. And then you have a group of 10% who understand the dynamics of what's happening, and they're in a position of power. They have a platform that permits them to be able to manipulate and control. And then you have a 5% group that are striving to bring and raise the level of consciousness of the rest of humanity. Well, I should say that 85%.
Okay. Why does it always seem like white America is threatened when black men seem to be able to get together in unity and show a stand and take a stand? I just want to ask the question, why does white America seem to be so threatened with that? Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Pam.
Will, are white men threatened by this march at all?
This white man's not threatened. I'm all for the march. We're not calling for a march, bro. We don't have a million men, white men, with enough backbone to get away from the TV on that day.
So, will you be there, or are you planning to go to D.C.?
No, I'm not. Like I said, I usually just deal with the people who are attracted to us. I got my hands full. I would like to make a comment a couple of callers back, I believe, Mr. Proctor.
Sure.
Mr. Proctor. He mentioned the Jewish aspect, and we kind of glazed over that. If people will write my address, I'll send them Who Rules America? And what this is a tract exposing the Jewish control of our media, something Mr. Farrakhan is quite well aware of. And like the recent acquisition of Time Warner of Mr. Ted Turner's network, up till then, we say there's a Jewish conspiracy in the media, and they say, well, are you telling us Ted Turner's Jewish? We say no, but Gerald Levin is Jewish, and so was Steve Ross, the man before him.
Okay.
It's always in Jewish hands, and we need to address this. I see Mr. Muhammad as a fellow nationalist. This is a balanced show with two nationalists and two integrationists, and I'd like to know your opinion of that. Nationalism is what can save our people, both of our peoples.
Okay, but Mr. Williams, on this card for the National Alliance, you say that No multiracial society is a healthy society. What does that mean? That society should only have one race? Or exactly what do you mean by
we're
that?
We're separatists.
Well, you're
separatists. Separatist?
We definitely believe in amongst ourselves and amongst our own, you see.
Right. Well, that's the way we feel. That's not hate, is it?
No, it's if we, and you mentioned earlier studying nature and you get your guidance from nature, we too get our guidance from nature.
Right.
And we look, and when we look into nature, we see that you never have a chimpanzee and a gorilla mate.
Right.
You don't have a orangutan and a squirrel come together.
That's right.
May have cats in the cat family, but you never see a lion in a domestic.
Well, now in Idaho, they just killed some lions and some tigers and some crosses of lions and tigers. I never heard of this, but this is only when man domesticates these beasts that this happens.
But that's unnatural.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, if you'd like...
Will, do you want...
I'll try to clear up one thing. We've been called white supremacists, and we're not supremacists. We don't want to be supreme over anybody. We want to be separate. You go back to segregation. Now, that's supremacy.
But, Will, when you have a quote that says white order, white, what is that card, Siggenberry?
It says, if the white race is to survive, we must unite our people on the basis of common blood.
So when you hear something like that, what else can African Americans think but that you're a white hate group, you know?
Well, Mr. Muhammad, don't you advocate the same thing, uniting on common blood?
We most definitely advocate that.
Well, we're in agreement then. It's just like I said, we have nationalism versus internationalism of the Jews, the New World Order that's represented by Mr. Bush, Mr. Clinton, all of these guys. These white guys that are supposed to be white leaders, they don't represent me. They are internationalists. What we need is nationalism. And we're willing to work with black separatists, but we're not going to be called haters and deal with people who call us haters.
Each entity or grouping has its order and its place in God's creation. I just want to say this for the theological thinkers out there, that we're taught that in the latter days that the kingdom of God would be established on earth. And what we need to look for and understand is that it will not be a democratic form of government. It won't be a Republican form of government. It won't be a communistic form of government. What it will actually be is a theocracy, a governmental structure set up by God himself.
I tell you what, my head is spinning over this unlikely alliance between Mr. Williams and Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, is there any difference, though, in what you guys think and what Mr. Williams' group is espousing?
Well, there's the general principle of separation now, you know, I think that stands for itself.
And we want to be fair here. So, Mr. Williams, we've allowed Brother Muhammad to give out his phone number. So you wanted to give out your phone number and address to the National Alliance.
You don't mind,
people can know what the National Alliance is all about.
I've got our national office is National Alliance, Post Office Box 90, Department WW, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946. That's National Alliance, Post Office Box 90, Department WW, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946. Locally, we have the National Alliance, 514 Daniel Street, number 117, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27605.
Okay.
Okay. How many members are there in the National Alliance right now?
Well, that's not for public divulgence, but we're growing pretty.
You're a public group, though, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
We're denied tax exempt status like all you enjoy with your groups, but that's the government for you. The government doesn't want anybody to know we even exist. Let me give you we got a worldwide web. The address on the internet is natvan.com.
All right.
So all the people out there with computers can
look us up. We'll give that address and phone number out again, but let's take another.
There's a lot of love in this room, ladies and gentlemen.
Lots
of love. We have Will Williams of the National Alliance and Brother Ray Muhammad of the Nation of Islam.
I'd say this is definitely an historic moment, you know.
I saw it as a very positive thing. We've got our weekly radio show, and I called the national office, and they sent me a script.
Okay.
I'd like to read one sentence when we have time.
One sentence is fine. That'll be fine.
Okay. This is from my radio show, just a quote out of the transcript.
Okay, if you can do it quickly, please.
Blacks are appalled at the state of their people, and more of them are calling for independence and freedom and self-government.
Okay, we're going to stop you there. Do you think blacks are appalled, Brother Muhammad, of the status of their people?
We are saying that we're in a deplorable condition right now. But we have.
I'd like to thank you for coming, Brother Muhammad. I'd like to thank you for coming. When I talked to you, Will, on Friday on the phone, you were forceful about your viewpoints. And then when you didn't show up, I'm sitting here looking at an empty chair. I said, don't tell me the guy punked out on me, but it's good to see you here.
It's very good.
I'm glad Brother Muhammad is here also. And I think this was a very very edifying show, and maybe
absolutely.
We'll do it again. Get both of you guys
have
on again.
Have I got time to read one more sentence?
No, we're about
we can't be recruiting.
Time.
We're not recruiting people
not
for the National Alliance.
We can't recruit people for the National Alliance.
We are looking at the world from the same viewpoint.
Well, maybe y'all can exchange cards or phone
after
numbers
the show.
Afterwards.
Okay.
Well, I want to appreciate you being objective and fair.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Thank you. This is K97.5, and we're open to all comments and views. Thank you. If you want more information about the Million Man March locally, call 687-0673, and that is a direct line to reach Brother Ray Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. Or if you want to contact Will Williams of the National Alliance, you can reach him at 304-653-4600.
The program we've just heard can teach us many things. It teaches us that even in an age of mass media control, there are venues where our voice can be heard by thousands of people if we have the competence and the energy to speak out convincingly and boldly. It teaches us that we can reach a modus vivendi with members of other races who genuinely want self-determination for their own people. It teaches us that many millions across this continent and the globe are aware of the dangers of Jewish media control and Jewish multiracialism. It teaches us also that we have a long way to go, and the time we now have for rescuing our people from certain death is much, much shorter than it was when this interview was recorded 20 years ago. The blacks may have many social problems and areas of profound inferiority compared to our own folk, but they are light years ahead of us in racial loyalty. It is incumbent on all of us who are racially conscious white men and women to reach out to others, tell them about the National Alliance, encourage them to join, and redouble our own financial support for the Alliance. Stop waiting for someone else to do what must be done. Stop waiting for someone else to make that big donation that will make our future assured. Don't just read our articles and make occasional comments anymore. We need more than that to implement our program. We need men and women to join us and put their shoulders to the wheel. We need people who will give it all they've got, heart and soul. We need men and women who will give till it hurts and then give some more. We need you to stop being a spectator and take part in making a new future for our people. If you share that vision, that forward vision of an entirely new society based on race that we must have, then I want you to join us today. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. I want to send each of you our beautiful full-color illustrated booklet explaining the purpose of the Alliance. In this booklet, you can read about our program to save our race and secure a future for white children. It is entitled, Building a New White World. To receive your copy, simply visit natall.com/booklet. That's natall.com/booklet. Or send $3 to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Once again, that's $3 to Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We're on the air every week, and our news site is updated many times every day at nationalvanguard.org. We also have a forum where you can meet, talk, learn, and share with others. WhiteBiocentrism.com. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strong reminding you to keep on thinking free.
Down to the sky.